Well, won't it be a good day when cares are all past, and the life that we have is a life that one day will be delivered to the Lord, and our cares will be in the past tense, and all before us is the joy of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing heaven, and we are, of course, to be prepared for that, ready for that, longing for that. And until that moment comes in our life, whichever way it may come, we to be found busy in the things of the Lord and to serve Him. Tonight I'm going to just take a few minutes and deal with a subject that is, I think, very important for the child of God. We have dealt with the individual that is suffering and the problems that come to all of our families and all of our lives. And I guess those things that we are thinking about knowing that the Lord is dealing in people's lives in certain ways makes us to realize that He is a God that cares about us. And it brings us our attention sometimes to those everyday occurrences and those everyday things that come before us. And tonight I want us to deal with maybe the other side of the coin. As a child of God, that we can have a merry heart. Even in the midst of struggles, in the midst of troubles, we can have a heart that is merry and a heart that is rejoicing in Him. Just one verse tonight, very familiar. We've read it, we've quoted it. Different ones have done that at different times. The Scripture says in Proverbs 17:22, says, a merry heart doth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. So I want to take the first phrase there. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Sometimes we don't think too much about happiness or joy in connection with medication. I don't know about anybody else, but I despise taking medication. I don't like shots. I don't like to have to go to the doctor, don't like to feel bad, don't like to have difficulties, but if you get sick enough, you're going to take the medication. I have seen and heard people say, well, I went to the doctor, but I'm not going to take that medicine. Well, why waste your money going to the doctor then? And I guess we've all been guilty of that, of not taking what we should and how we should. But I depend upon a doctor that knows a little bit more than I do. Now, I know a little bit more than they do on how I feel, and so there's a cross there. But when I explain to them what's going on and how I feel, and they come up with a solution and give me some medication, some pills, or even a shot. Some as bad as I don't like shots. There's been times I said, just give me a shot and get this over with. I need to have some relief and some things take place, and the shot works much quicker. But the Bible says here that a merry heart doth good like a medicine. if we take our medicine, then it's supposed to do us good. Now, I know there's always side effects. There's always other things that take place. And I'm battling a cough right now, and Sharon asked me earlier, have you taken your pills? And I said, all day long I've taken them. No telling how I'd sound if I didn't take them. But you take the medicine and hoping that it will help. And if I get a coughing spell tonight, you'll ask me, are you sure you took that medicine? But I took it, and thank God it has helped some. But medication is there for a reason, and that's to help us to heal, help us to get back on track, help us to be able to get about our daily business and to be able to function without the problems that have come upon us, whether it be a cold or whatever it might be. The medication is there to help in that area. Well, a merry heart that the Lord gives us is for the same thing. It doth good like a medicine. A merry heart is a joyful heart. We are joyful inside because of what the Lord has done for us. And that inside joy shows out on the outside, and we can have a smile on our face. We can have a we can have a joyful spirit. We can have a spirit that can be usable, and so therefore a joyful heart is because of who He is and what He has done for us. Sometimes a joyful heart will give us a melody and give us a song. It'll give us some things that we can speak to the Lord with. We can even sing to ourselves, and we can do those things because our heart is filled with the joy of the Lord. And some people want to be just happy, and that's all they want. Well, happiness is in conjunction with circumstances. If everything's going well, we're happy. And you let something go awry, you let something go wrong, then our happiness gives over to anxiety or sadness or whatever it is. But a Christian that is in tune with the Lord, even though the anxieties and the problems come, we can still have a joyful, merry heart. And we find that Christ will help us to do that. The proverb states here that it's good for us to have a joyful or a merry heart. It helps us. Sometimes it heals us. Of course, medication sometimes often soothes. Sometimes it helps us in with our pain. And a merry heart also helps our attitudes at times and helps us to have ability to respond properly to people that maybe sometimes do things that we wish they wouldn't do. But a merry heart, a heart that is in tune with the Lord, we can respond the right way in a joyful way, pleasing to the Lord. Medicine reduces the pain, and it gives us the feelings that are much better. And a merry heart sometimes reduces the pain of hurt feelings and problems that come to us by others, and it just makes us feel better. That's why the writer of Proverbs, that's why Solomon said that a merry heart is like a medicine. It gives us that soothing element in our life. It gives us that healing element. It makes us feel better. It helps us to remove some of the things of this world that physically we would call infections, but spiritually they come on us and will beat us down. But a merry heart will take care of those situations that we are confronted with on a daily basis. How do we receive a merry heart? Of course, that's very simple to understand. The first thing is that we have a merry heart because we have peace with God because of what He has done for us in our personal walk and personal life. Every one of us tonight that are a Christian, I'm sure that all of us are believers in the Lord, every one of us have had peace made with God. The Lord has come and given us peace. He has come on the inside and converted us. He's changed us. He's made us, as the Bible says, a new creature. We're not that old man. We're not that old person, but we have a new man that lives within us. We have a new spirit. We have that Holy Spirit that lives within us, and therefore we have a merry heart that is at peace with God. The Bible says in Isaiah 59 and verse 2, it says, "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you, and He will not hear." Isaiah was talking to sinful Israel, and he tells them, says, your iniquities, your sins have put a barrier between you and the Lord, and He will not hear your prayer, but He was wounded for our iniquity. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And so the Lord has stepped in, and He's given us peace because He has taken our place and taken our sin and put them upon Himself. Those verses, Isaiah 53, 5 and 6, goes on and says, "The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. We, like sheep, have all gone astray." Now, we've all gone away from God. We've gone astray from God. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord laid upon Him the iniquity of us all. And so I have a merry heart. I have a joyful heart tonight because of conversion. That old life, that old man has been taken, and we still deal with it. We still battle with him, but thank God there's a new man also. As a believer, we have that Holy Spirit that lives within us, and we are a new man. Romans 5 and verse 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have a peaceful heart. We have a peaceful life because of Jesus Christ. And David the psalmist says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And that's almost like Isaiah 59:2 that we read earlier. And so if we have iniquity, if we have sin in our personal life that we know that is foreign to the ways of the Lord, then he's not going to hear us, and where our joy will be taken away. But he also tells us if we confess. Thank God there is confession. We confessed our sins when we got saved, and I've told people at different times a believer learns how to repent at Calvary. But repentance does not just stop there. Repentance is a daily activity for the child of God. Repentance and turning to the Lord from our ways and from our thoughts and from our sins is a way of the Lord. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. And then it says to cleanse us. He doesn't just hear our prayers. He doesn't just hear our confession and our repentance, but he's faithful and he forgives us. Not only does he forgive us, but he cleans us up. He's sort of like us getting in out of the bad day and the difficult things around life, and we get dirty and spotted by this world, and we go in and take a shower. We feel refreshed. If you're tired, you go take a shower, clean up. You feel better. When the Lord cleanses us, thank God we feel better. Our heart rejoices in him. Our heart is rejoicing because of him, and he tells us that he will cleanse us and will forgive us of all of our sins. So we have a conversion, and then we have confession. We confess our sins to him, and he's faithful. And then we have a consecration. We can go about our daily walk, our daily life with the Lord, and we can be consecrated to him. It says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. The peace of the Lord is a perfect peace. Now, there's not any peace in this world, and I don't think I have to labor that point. If you think this world is at peace, then you better go get some medicine for your mind. It'll do you good. This world is not at peace, but thank God he can give us peace because we trust him, because we are following after the Lord Jesus Christ. Struggles everywhere, tragedies everywhere. We were just talking out front there a moment ago about those three little school students that got killed right there getting on the bus. What a tragic, unnecessary thing. I don't know the details, but it has to be unnecessary for that to happen for an alert person. And so the tragedies come. I don't know about their spirituality, don't know about their life, but I'd hate to think I had to face that not knowing God. I'd hate to think I had to face that not knowing that I had a helper. It's hard enough to have a helper. It's hard enough to face it knowing the Lord is with us, knowing the Lord will take care of us. But to face things like that would be such a terrible thing to go through. But the Bible says that that God will keep us in perfect peace. That's our heart. That's our soul. So a merry heart is a heart that is full of peacefulness. And he will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed or focused upon the Lord. Thinking about the things of God, focused upon the things of God. And we do that because we trust in Him. And so when problems arise, and they do, when tragedies hit, and they will, thank God tonight for the heart that, of a believer that can have peace with God. They can have not only that satisfaction of knowing we're going to heaven, but have the satisfaction that the Lord is there to help me. And there, He doesn't just save us and leave us by ourselves. He saves us and He goes along beside us. He helps us with every thing that takes place. Not only is a merry heart a heart of peace, but it's a heart of praise. If your heart rejoices in the Lord, you're praising the Lord. You'll have praise in your heart, your mind, just simply because of what the Lord has blessed you with. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, the Bible says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed." Just think about your personal life. If it was not for the mercy of God, He could, and rightfully so, just do away with us. We deserve that. That's why a while ago when I prayed, I don't pray for the Lord to give America what we deserve, because that would be very tragic. I pray for mercy. But the Bible says here, if it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Have a song in our songbook, "Great is Thy Faithfulness," taken from this verse here. Every morning they're new to us. What we had yesterday will not help us, but thank God He gives us what we need today. What we had last week is not good enough for this week, but what He gives us will take care of this week. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what next week holds, but I have confidence that His mercy is new every morning. That His love and His compassions fail not, and He is faithful. I'm not faithful, you're not faithful, but thank God He is faithful. His mercies fail not, His compassion fails not. The psalmist says, David says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." If we have a merry heart, then our mouths will praise the Lord. Our mouths will honor the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm number 100 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, to His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." Those five verses there have multitudes of things to say to the believer, that we are to serve the Lord with gladness or joy or a merry, merry heart, and come before His presence with singing. That's a part of our praise. It tells us here that our Lord, that Jehovah, He is our God. He has made us. We haven't made ourselves. We can't even do anything for ourselves if it wasn't for the blessings of the Lord upon us. If it wasn't for God's mercy, we wouldn't be able to get out of bed in the morning. If it wasn't for His grace, we wouldn't be able to be here tonight. We wouldn't be able to do anything. All these things are attributed to the Lord, and He's the one that has converted me. He is the one that has saved. He's the one that's put a joyful, merry heart inside of His people. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. From now until the end of time, His truth will endure. Now, His truth has been belittled and taken apart, but His truth, the truth of the Lord, endures to all generations. There will always be people that will know some truth about God. May not be in the majority, may not be in the big headlines, but there are people that know God and know that He is the one that helps them. And so therefore we praise the Lord. a lot of attitudes, a lot of positions of praise unto the Lord. Some people praise the Lord just by a bowed head and praying unto Him. Some people praise the Lord with their hands up. Some people lay prostrate on their face before God. And they do all that to praise God because of what He's done in their life. And so a merry heart is a heart of praise. Psalm number 103, David has a lot to say about praise. He says in this psalm, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and in all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." A little phrase, all His benefits. It's wonderful. You could take a piece of paper and start listing the benefits that God gives to His people. We have benefits at our jobs. We have things that are given to us just because. Well, David says here, I'll bless the Lord because of His benefits. I'd rather be a Christian as anything I know. That's a benefit of having a knowledge that I'm going to heaven. It's a benefit of knowing the Lord is there with us. The Lord will help us. The Lord will guide us. The Lord will take care of us. Hebrews 13:15 says, "By Him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name." The fruit of our lips, the voice that He gives us, the ability to articulate words, the ability for others to hear us, the ability to be able to say something that others can hear, that we are praising God and thanking Him for His blessings upon us. Sometimes we have a time when we just, different people talk about, they praise the Lord for certain things. They're thankful to God for certain things that's happened even either this day or this week or this month. Some days are better than others. Some weeks are better than others. But we can always find God's benefits in our life. We are a recipient of the benefits of the Lord. And thank God the benefits have been paid in full. Our salvation is complete in Him. Our salvation is total. He doesn't give us a part of salvation. He gives us total salvation. He doesn't give us a progressive, we learn a little bit about it more, and all of a sudden we realize, oh, I guess I'm a Christian. No, that's not salvation. Salvation is an instantaneous act that happens in our heart when we trust the Lord and He changes us. Praise the Lord. That's a benefit of knowing all these things are given and unto us. So a merry heart is a heart of peace. We may not live in a peaceful world, but we can have peace. My world may be falling apart, but my heart can have peace because I know Him. A merry heart is a heart of praise. I can tell others what the Lord has done for me. I can testify to the blessings of the Lord. And I realize that if it wasn't for His mercy, we would be consumed. We would be taken off the scene, but thank God. His compassions do not fail. They fail not. And they're new every morning. He is great in His faithfulness to us. Thirdly, a merry heart is a heart of prayer. I don't believe you can have a merry heart without having a prayerful heart. A heart that is in an attitude of just talking to God. The only way that I have and the only way that you have to talk to the Lord is through our prayer. Now, prayer is not always spoken. I'm glad I can think and God knows what I'm thinking. I'm glad I can be driving down the road and can pray to the Lord. We don't have to have the position of a bowed head and a closed eye. We can pray to the Lord anywhere, anytime, any way that we desire. And if a heart is merry and right and in service with the Lord, then there's an attitude of prayer. He tells us to pray without ceasing, to be in that place where if we need to get a hold of the Lord, thank God I can call upon Him and I can depend upon Him. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6 and 7 says, "Be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That verse there in Philippians, those two verses, verse 6 and 7, cover a lot of things that we're dealing with tonight about a joyful heart or a merry heart. We have peace with God, and passes the understanding of mankind. Our neighbors may not understand how can we have peace. Our neighbors and our friends, even our family, sometimes don't understand us and don't understand how that we can do what we do and why we do what we do. And they look at us in a strange way. But the way we do that is because we have peace with God. And we have relationship with the Lord, and we have a attitude and a heart of praise. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. I can put all my burdens on the Lord, every one of them. They may drag me down, but they don't drag Him down. They may put a burden upon my heart and my life and tears in my eyes, but I'm glad I can cast them to Him because He cares about me. Because He has understanding and He cares about us. Our burdens may drag us down, but thank God He can lift us up as we cast our cares upon Him. So the attitude, the heart of prayer, probably the one of the most neglected things that the child of God has at his disposal is prayer. We try to figure it all out. We try to work out the needs and try to work out the necessities. And the Lord just really says, trust me. We try to figure out what we do next, and the Lord says, I already know what next. We try to figure out what tomorrow's going to hold, and God says, I hold tomorrow. And He desires that we pray to Him, and we request His presence, and request Him to be near to us and close to us. So a merry heart, a heart of peace, a heart of praise, a heart of prayer. And then it's a heart of practice. Just continually do it just because the Lord tells us to have a merry heart. A merry heart practices obedience unto Him. We desire to be obedient. We have that emotion within us now that we've saved. We want to follow Him. We want to please Him. We want to follow His direction. Hebrews 10:7 says, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book is written of me to do thy will, O God. To do thy will. And I believe that was written of the Lord. And if the Lord said His will be done, His Father's will be done, then how much more I should say your will be done. Your will be accomplished. He tells us in John 14:15, if you love me, what? Keep my commandments. Now, I'm not talking about commandments of the Old Testament, all of those. He's not talking about the ten. There's a whole lot more than ten, by the way. And there's a lot of commandments of God. If we know what the Lord wants for us and wants us to do, then we need to keep His command. We need to follow His direction. We need to practice following Him. We need to make it a part of our life to be obedient unto the Lord. If the Lord says no, then we should abide by that. If the Lord says go, then we ought to abide by that. If the Lord says no, then we ought to abide by the will of God in our life. To search out the will of God, what a great adventure that is. To find the will of God, what a great discovery that is. But to do the will of God, what a great achievement that is. To follow and know and find and then do the will of God in your life. A merry heart will make us practice obedience. We may not like it. There were some things I had to be obedient with when I was growing up. I didn't like it, but I knew I needed to be obedient. Simply because there was authority over me. And if I didn't obey, then there would be consequences to that. And by the way, the Lord chastens who He loves. He wants us obedient unto Him and to follow Him. So a merry heart is accomplished and is continued, and it grows in the life of a believer by the practice of just obedience unto Him, to obey the Word of God. We have a song in our songbook. It was Brother Mike Decker's favorite song, Trust and Obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And so tonight, the obedience in our life, sometimes we have to practice that. Sometimes we have to make ourselves be obedient. Sometimes we have to deprive desires and fleshly things just to be obedient unto the Lord. And I fall short in that. All of us fall short in that. But the more we practice it, the more we'll be able to accomplish. And that merry heart will shine in our testimony, in our prayers, in our life, in our attitudes, and our praise, and all those things that we have mentioned. A merry heart is also a heart with purpose. I'm glad to have purpose in life. A lot of people live tonight and they say, I don't know where it came from, don't know where I'm going, don't know why I'm here. Well, the Word of God gives the answers to all of those things. I know where it came from. I came from God. We are a creation of God. I know why I'm here, and thank God I know where I'm going. And praise the Lord tonight, we can know where we are going and to follow that purpose of life. So many people do have no purpose in living. We the purpose is gone. And therefore we hear and we read. So-and-so has taken their life and they've made a statement or they left a message behind. They just had no reason to live. They had no purpose to survive. Thank God tonight we have purpose and it's in the Lord. We have a purpose and it's because of Him. The Bible says in Micah chapter 6 verse 8, purposes for living. He has showed thee, O man, what is good. He has showed us what is good. We know what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly. In that verse there in Micah 6, 8, there's a three-point sermon. How are we to have purpose in life? How are we to respond? What does it require of us? We are to do justly. The word justly means just right. We live right, to serve right, to do justly, to love mercy. Thank God for mercy. Praise the Lord tonight for mercy in my life, in your life. Mercy, abundance, and then walk humbly before God. Walk humbly with the Lord. To have that attitude, humble spirit, humble heart, and that gives you purpose. That gives us a desire for the next day is going to be better than this day. Some people dread getting up the next morning because it's not going to be any different. It's going to be the same way. I believe with a joyful heart, the next day can be better than this day. And the next day can be better than that day. And so on and on it goes. A heart that is merry has purpose in life, just to serve the Lord. And then lastly, a merry heart is a heart of power. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13. Paul had been a prisoner. Paul had been enslaved. Paul had been beaten. Paul had been left for dead. Paul had been hungry. And Paul comes along and says, I can do all things through Christ. He didn't stop it there. I can do all things. Because Paul realized, and we realize, in ourselves we can do nothing. But with God, all things are possible. And so Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That's the power of God. What do we face tomorrow? I don't know. Can we face it? I can face it with the presence of the Lord. May have tears. May have anguish of heart. Thank God He's there to help us. And we can go through all things through the power of our resurrected Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God tonight A merry heart doth good like a medicine. It just helps. It just calms. It just helps you. So thank the Lord tonight for a heart that has been converted. That brings about the merriness and the joy. Thank God for the blessing that He gives to us, that we have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Our names are forever there. And He has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And if it wasn't for His mercies, we'd be consumed. But thank God His mercies are forever. He is a faithful God to His people. Let's stand together.